If you live in Montana, a portion of your property tax every year goes to funding public colleges. And that's the only tax of its kind in the country. And every 10 years, Montanans get to vote on whether to continue this tax. For the last 80 years, they voted yes. But this November, it's not such a sure thing. In Montana and around the country, support of higher education is waning. Kirk Carapeza's with me, and he's the managing editor of our partner WGBH's higher education desk, and he spent some time in Montana reporting this story out. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, Tanzina.
So, Kirk, how significant is this funding? How much money are we talking about? And how much of an impact would it have if Montanans vote not to extend this?
Right. So a bit of history. So since 1948, every 10 years, Montana voters have said yes to this statewide property tax. It provides basically what was described to me as base funding for public colleges. The tax adds $12 a year to a homeowner's property tax bill for every $100,000 worth of value. As you said, this is the only tax of its kind in the country, and it raises about $20 million annually. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but $20 million is 10% of all state appropriations. And so that money helps subsidize the cost for families who can't afford it. It covers salaries and benefits for faculty and staff. And the tax will be on the ballot for the eighth time next week. And what we're hearing is that supporters of the tax are really concerned right now because we are seeing these negative attitudes toward higher ed.
Okay, so let's hear what some of the opponents are saying. Here are two voters that you spoke with.
Every time I see that on my property tax bill, I go, why am I doing that?
I've got friends and I've got acquaintances. Kids went to school, they paid money, and the kids are sitting and they're living in their basement. They're just not up to speed.
So is the issue here that it's just too expensive?
Right, so opponents of the tax who I spoke with in Montana describe it as kind of a relic of the past. They say taxpayers shouldn't continue to support a system that needs reform. They say higher ed is out of touch. It's a bastion of liberalism. I mean, I heard a number of concerns, mostly from older property owners in Montana. They think that the system is overeducating students so that they're leaving the state. And also enrollment is down or flat across the whole system. So a lot of voters are asking, why should we as taxpayers continue to fund public colleges if enrollment is dropping?
And you also spoke to Steve Bullock, who's the Democratic governor of the state of Montana. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Popular climate might be to say, oh, let's not be paying for the public goods that we need. I think fundamentally here in Montana, still the importance of higher education to our overall state is recognized.
Bullock is an interesting politician. He's a red state Democrat. You know, while Trump won by 20 percentage points, he won by just 4%. Bullock may not want to say this or see it this way, but this vote, I think, tells us something bigger and broader about how the public perceives colleges. And it seems like many of the voters I spoke with do not necessarily see higher ed as a public good, but as a private gain. You know, he may want to paint this as a Montana tradition, but they still have to go out there and really make the case for why taxpayers are continuing to fund it.
Is this a Montana-specific ideology that you're hearing, or is this something that's more broadly accepted across the United States? Just, I'm thinking about how in New York, for example, in New York State, we've had this big fight about making public universities more accessible.
Right. In blue states, we're having this debate about making higher education tuition-free or at least debt-free. But most of the economists I speak with say we're so far away from that, Tanzina, that first we just have to make it affordable. If you look at the Academy of Arts and Sciences and some of the studies they've done on state funding, since 2008, states have cut funding by about, on average, by about 30% per full-time student. And when states cut back, that shifts the cost to students and families. So if taxpayers aren't picking up the bill, someone else has to pay for it. So I think it's, you know, it's one thing for Bernie Sanders or other progressive politicians to tout free college. But when you look at the reality, our country is moving in the opposite direction.
Kirk Carapeza is managing editor of our partner WGBH's higher education desk, and he reported this story in collaboration with the Hechinger Report. Kirk, thanks as always.
Thanks, Tanzina.